Hi everyone, this is Mike Smith again at Home Remodeling Cookbook, episode 2. And as I found out from my family yesterday, is yes, it's easy to do the first one and maybe the second, but let's see about day 30. So another challenge from my family and such. But today I just want to go over, who am I? Because I didn't do that yesterday. I told you my name, obviously Mike Smith, but who am I and why should you listen to me? And, well, I think you should listen to me because for the last 30 years, I've been working with homeowners as clients to remodel and reshape their homes. And over that time, I've learned a heck of a lot how not to do and what to do when you're doing home remodeling. And one of the things, when I started out many years ago, I won't say how long, but when I started out, I was pretty arrogant. I think a lot of new architects think they know everything and they approach their projects and their clients that way. And I always did that. And I even approached the contractors. And I can remember probably about 15 years ago, I had a project in Lafayette, California, which is up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I put together a beautiful remodel and addition onto a home. But I had a lot of problems working with the contractor. And I attributed it to the contractor's fault. And I'm sure he attributed it to mine. But we fought quite a bit. Because I thought I was always right and the design came first and such. And we ended up working things out. We got the project done, maybe not exactly on time or on budget, but I thought we created a really great design. And we were both invited to the housewarming party. And I was walking around looking at the addition and such, really pleased with myself. And I came up behind to a group of people who were talking, and one of them was my client. And as I walked up behind her, I could hear her say that, yes, she liked the design and how it came out, but she certainly hated the whole process and would never do it again. And that stuck with me and it has been growing inside of me for the last 15 years. And now it's come to the point where I've heard that so many times, I don't want any homeowner to go through that again. And so that's why I'm doing this. That's why it's called the Home Remodeling Cookbook, because there is a recipe, a simple recipe on how to do a remodel. Yes, there may be different ingredients and such, but the recipe remains the same. And I want to share my experience and my recipe on how, what I think is the best way to do a home remodeling project. So this is episode 2, and I think I'll close it with that. And I hope you come back and see more of what I have to offer. And I'll be doing this daily. And I know yesterday I said around noon, and I never really said where, but I'm in California, so it'll obviously be specific standard time. So I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.